Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Thursday, my friends. Welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Now, would you Adam and Eve it means believe it in my slang. We have had now over 12 million downloads of this podcast since we began. Now, I don't want to take all the credit, that would be unfair, but that's all down to me. So, well done, me. Anyway, don't forget, of course, to check me out on Drive later on today. It'd be nice if 12 million if you did that. That's from 4 p.m, even 6 million. 3 million will be. Anyway, you get the idea. But we begin the podcasting show with, of course, reaction to the Champions League action, starting with Pep Guardiola. Guardiola's Man City reaching a massive semi after beating Bayern Munich. Anyway, here's the fallout on your favourite radio station, simply titled TalkSport.
Moments ago, Edison rescued them at one end. Within seconds, Haaland was firing in the goal that surely seals a place in the last four. Erling Haaland, the scorer. He missed the penalty in the first half. He wasn't missing that.
I'm so happy to be for 3 years in a row semi-final Champions League. To be honest, the result of 4-1 don't show what really was the two games from my point of view. Bayern Munich is always, I was impressed when I live with them and I always impressed when I play against them. But in this competition is the details. And last season, semi-final Champions League, we leave the opposite part and these two games in the right moments, we were there. We were incredibly solid because we defend really well in the boxes. Like, this is the fact that I think we improved the most comparing the previous seasons.
And here's the former City gaffer, Stuart Psycho Pearce.
I want City to win it, and I'm thinking, on what I saw with the clinical nature of Real Madrid, they would have took two or three chances tonight if they would have got in those advanced areas, I think. I think we're on for a brilliant, brilliant semi-final. I heard the odds about who might win it and City being the odds-on favourites with Real Madrid being 7-2. I'm not sure. I think that's very, very generous at 7-2. I think these teams are a very, very tightly matched.
Let's go to Gary, though. He's a Man City fan. All right, Gaz?
All right, Gaz.
Hey! Koundé!
All right, Gaz.
On, as you said last week. Wah, wah, wah. Buzz from Dawn, sit, Nick. Wah, wah, wah. Angela Merkel. The only German like his email was his granddad. Get in, boys. Come on. Hey!
More quacks. More quacks.
Wah, wah, wah. I watched Chelsea last week, and they had the chances. And Chelsea are not really playing well. That's no pun at you, Koundé. I reckon we'll batter them over two legs. I think if we're going to win the Champions League, it's this year.
It's a Milan derby, Adrian. Inter 3, Benfica 3 on the night, but Inter go through 5-3 on aggregate. They always felt in control, in honesty, seeing off Benfica with relative ease despite that final scoreline.
The final is going to be the Real Madrid City. Whoever wins that goes to win it. I can't see either the other two, the other side of the draw, the Milan sides, beating either Real Madrid or City. I can't see. Come on, Real Madrid! I don't want City winning it.
Why?
You're
an English media pundit.
Even more reason.
Like, just take your Chelsea hat off. Chelsea are out of the competition now. Yeah. You can't affect it.
No, you're right.
Out of the competition. Yeah. You can't affect it at all.
No.
You've got one English team left in it.
Yeah.
You want to see them...
Honestly, I don't get
do
this
okay.
Do well. Don't... No, I want to see them suffer. I want to see them lose. Go out.
You've got to be a neutral at some point, Jace.
No, I'm never a neutral. You can't be
a
neutral.
You're not a neutral. You work on TalkSport.
No, I'm not a neutral. You're never... Anyone that ever works in the media, at any point involving in football, you always had a club you support. So you can never be totally neutral. It's impossible.
Unless your team's out of the competition.
No. No.
Your team can't affect it.
No, you become more bitter. That's what happens. You become more bitter.
I just think that's
nonsense. I don't want Manchester City. Look, if they win it, I'll congratulate them. They're a brilliant side, and they probably, this season, this is as close as they're going to get. I don't want City winning it. No, keep them away.
Reading remain in the relegation zone in the Championship after a 1-1 draw at home to third place Luton, while Blackburn are into the top six despite conceding a stoppage time goal courtesy of Coventry keeper Ben Wilson.
Let's go to Jordan. He's a Coventry City fan. All right, Jordan.
All right, mate.
Yeah, you've been to the game. Your keeper's gone up in the last minute, scored more goals than Chelsea.
Unbelievable. The scenes. We were on our way out. We'd had enough. We were literally on our way out. Then we just got taken down the stairs by all the rest of the fans. It was unbelievable.
Absolute limbs everywhere. When it's there's nothing
we do
better.
We want to apologise to a steward who's probably wearing a pie from us. but apart from that, it was amazing.
I mean, it's a big result. Keeps your playoff hopes alive. They've come a long way, Coventry, really, haven't they?
Well deserved, mate. We were there when we were in League Two, played away at Northampton, been playing at Birmingham. With that, all the stuff we've been through, the fan base has been, you know, there through thick and thin. We deserve it. And the manager, Mark Robbins, what a job he's done.
Yeah, he has done.
Just incredible.
Now, Todd Boehly attempted to rouse Chelsea players before Tuesday's Champions League tie against Real Madrid by delivering a speech in the dressing room. They, of course, were subsequently dumbed down. I'm guessing the speech was something like, hit the 40-yard line and then we can get a touchdown. Maybe not. Anyway, the former Palace Mona owner, Simon Jordan, did not approve of the move. Touchdown! Apparently, I don't know how true this is, but Todd Boehly will be signing in the summer the refrigerator.
You may not care about the background noise, but some of the things that are going on are very ill-advised. It's silly to allow yourself to build up a reputation as someone that goes into dressing rooms and involves yourself in what's going on in there. It's an irrelevance for football owners to be in a dressing room. There's no place for you there. Maybe pop in there at the beginning of the season, wish them a good season, and maybe pop in at the end of the season and say thank you for the season. But you don't get involved on a regular basis of wandering in that dressing room. The player's not interested in what you have to say. And wandering into a dressing room, talking to a bunch of players, will only view you as someone that's going to fire the guy that they actually work for. When you've got a culture being built up around a football club that's currently in disarray and an owner that's walking in after games, right, because and a statement coming out from Chelsea saying we just want to remind these players, this is not someone walking there for bonhomie. This isn't someone walking in there to turn around and say to the players we're all together. This is clearly someone walking in there to express the frustrations of himself.
So you shouldn't
be there.
Now, Andy Jacobs of Hawksby and Jacobs, he's the Jacobs bit, gave us a brief look back on Chelsea's Champions League exit at the hands of Real Madrid. Here's his plan for the Blues' owners to turn the club's fortunes around.
Number one, buy a proper striker, not a half striker, a wide striker, not someone who plays off a striker, come from the left, a true number nine.
Well, they were making that point last night. Rio Ferdinand was talking about Nkunku's coming next year. He's another one of those that can play anywhere across the front line.
That's,
you know,
not
you've got
what we
another
need.
Player like that coming.
You know, you've got to hope the one they bought in January, Fofana, and a fit Brozier can, you know, with a proper striker, that would be enough. Hire a new manager and do it quickly. Don't pontificate for ages.
No.
Leave it all to the football people. Don't get involved. Don't interfere. You don't know anything about football. Well, it's true. Overhaul the fitness department. Get a proper conditioning team in that can prevent injuries and get the team fit. They're the least fit team in Europe, I would have said. I mean, it's embarrassing watching them most of the time. And even Carlo Ancelotti said they press well, but
they
couldn't keep it up. Of course they can't. Trim the squad drastically. You don't need any more than 22.
Who are you getting rid of, Andy? You've got your list.
Yeah. Aspilicueta, Pulisic, Sterling, Hudson-Odoi, Gallagher, not Mount, Aubameyang, Felix, Zachariah and Ziyech. That will get you down to 22.
Right.
Have a proper pre-season. Don't block homegrown paths.
As opposed to what? Going on a Jolly Boys outing?
Well, they didn't
somewhere.
Do last year. They didn't do any pre-season. They didn't. They had no pre-season of fitness work. It was hopeless. Don't block homegrown paths by buying backup players that we've already got, like Cucurella for Hall and Badashiel for Colwell. Stop doing that. Don't speak publicly. Stay in the background. Let the football people speak to the press. I thank you.
Now, Man United travel to Sevilla. Sevilla, no one really knows. That's tonight in the second leg of their Europa quarter-final. The tie is all square. It shouldn't be, because, of course, United were leading 2-0 with just 8 minutes to go. Threw it away. Anyway, here's the gaffer, Erik ten Hag.
I said there's also in the development of our team, emotion, you have to use it as a tool, but you have to control it as well. And you have to put it in the right moment. So the timing from that is important. In big games especially, you have to know when you use it and when definitely not. So in general, I make that point. And yeah, last week we did as well. Focus on the game. Focus about playing the best game you can as a team and as an individual.
Now, West Ham manager David Moyes has been speaking to TalkSport ahead of their Europa Conference League second leg quarter-final match against Ghent. Yeah, the mighty Ghent. They're level after the first leg. So old Moyesy says the fact they were favourites to win the ECL shows how far they've come. Not really, if they don't win it.
I think I've said right from the start, I think a manager's job is to raise expectations. So isn't it incredible that West Ham are expected to win the European Conference League in one of the... There's only three European competitions to be in, and to give us a chance to do that and people think that we are worthy of it says a lot. Well, let's be fair, we've probably set ourselves up over the last 2 years with the levels we've played at, and that's why expectations are so high here now, because how well we've done in the last two seasons. But recently we've not played as well as we'd like, but I thought the Arsenal game we played really, really well, and the players put in a really good game, good opportunity. They played so well in so many aspects of the game, so let's hope that we can continue.
I'm Jim White, and this is TalkSport Daily.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Now, you may have read a story in the news of a marathon runner cheating in a race after jumping into a car, I'm not making this up, for a couple of miles. Here's my Drive Time co-host, Darren Bent, revealing how he used to cheat in quizzes on The Breakfast Show. Incidentally, I am entering the Olympics when it comes around next, going in for the 100 metres. Yeah, my mate's got a motorbike, so I'll be on the back of that.
Like quizzes and stuff, he asked me, I try and cheat for fun.
Yeah.
I'm not even trying to hide the fact. Breakfast, I should do breakfast. I'd go in the control room. When Ali was on Zoom, wouldn't he? I'd go, because what they used to do was print about, for whatever reason, 10 copies off.
No, I don't get that.
So I'd just scan, get it.
You did it on our show,
Ben. Put it in my pad, and every time the answer come up, just have a little look.
I think that's 1172. Let's speak to James. He's going to kick things off. Hello, James.
Hey, hello.
You've cheated in sport, have you?
Yeah, so basically what it was is, it's funny as well when I say it, because I used to come third or fourth in the cross country every time we'd done it. And then one day, I've gone through the cross country and this lad, like at the end of it, this lad comes very close to me. I thought, you no chance. So it goes around the next time and I thought, I'm going to follow you, see what you're doing. So I followed him. And he goes into some bushes. So I thought, right. Next 10 cross countries, you know, me and about seven of my mates. Going down the first lap. On the first lap, straight into the bushes. Don't even bother going to do the second lap. You'd wait for everyone to come back round. So they're on their second lap. And you just join in midway. Not even go first. Just join in midway. And then one day, we all goes out, you know, cross country. Everyone's there. And we're all looking about. You know, there's normally like three teachers with us. And there's only two. So we all goes down, goes on the jog. We get in these bushes. And we're stood there about 10, 15 seconds. And we heard, oh, so this is what you've been doing.
Oh, wow.
How much of the race do you think you missed?
Oh, it was two laps, so we missed the full lap.
Oh, okay. Oh,
wow.
And how old were you?
We done that from about 13 to 15 year old. Wow. Because we only got caught in about year 10. there was about eight of us as well. There was about eight of us.
All sitting in a bush waiting for lap one to finish?
Yes. Exactly.
That's amazing.
So rather than doing two laps of that, and like I say, it was funny because I used to come third or fourth every time we'd done it. So I could do it with ease. It was just the fact of, right, let's go and sit in the bushes first. You know?
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show today from 4 p.m. After us at 7 p.m, Sevilla against Man United, Europa League quarterfinal second leg, live on TalkSport. Over on TalkSport 2, West Ham United take on Ghent in the Europa Conference League. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts up first thing in the morning. Do what you got to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe or I'll come and get you.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.